Czechs are paying homage to Russian author and Soviet-era dissident Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who died on Sunday. Mr. Solzhenitsyn will perhaps best be remembered for opening the eyes of the world to the true brutality of Soviet Russia. But as Dominic Yoon reports, the author is not without his critics.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn made the world aware of the gulags, the Soviet prison camps which were used by Joseph Stalin to punish those who opposed his absolute rule. Solzhenitsyn's crime was simple. In 1945, following years of military service fighting against the Nazis, he had written a letter to a friend mocking Stalin. He was arrested, tried, and sent to the gulags. After serving his sentence, Solzhenitsyn was condemned to spending his life as a non-person in internal exile. Surprisingly, it was not until 1974 that the novelist was sent into permanent foreign exile. He was sent to West Germany and stripped of his Soviet citizenship. Prior to that time, Solzhenitsyn had only rarely managed to publish his writings. In 1962, he published the largely autobiographical One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, with the approval of Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev. But other works proved difficult to get past the censors, and his most famous work, The Gulag Archipelago, was completed in exile. Alexander Solzhenitsyn ultimately moved to the United States, living for many years in the state of Vermont. After the fall of the Soviet Union, he returned home and continued writing. However, some of his statements caused controversy, and he was accused of harboring nationalistic views. He strongly opposed the NATO bombing of Serbia in 1999, drawing comparisons between that organization and Hitler. In other writings, he supported Russian nationalism and argued that the Soviet Union was not a Russian entity and the country should not be blamed for its crimes. Earlier today, I spoke to political commentator Jan Urban about Alexander Solzhenitsyn's life and legacy and began by asking him what it was about the Russian writer that made him so notable all around the world.
Because he was the first Soviet author who became known in the world for his description of the life in Stalin's labor camps and prison system that he nicknamed, or through him, we all came to know the term Gulag Archipelago, and also he definitely was a brilliant writer with very strong appeal to audience even outside Russia.
And he's also credited with sort of waking up various factions of the sort of European intelligentsia that still had romantic notions about what communism was and socialism was, is that right?
His influence over European left in the 70s or 60s and 70s is definitely something to be noted. Exactly because he was the first voice within the Soviet Union. There were minor other incidents before, but he was the first very strong, extremely respected writer who appealed to the conscience of the world, so to say, and those European Euro-communists and leftists with romantic ideas about communism in the Soviet Union lost many of their trump cards after Solzhenitsyn's books became known and published in the West.
But there was also a kind of more controversial side to him in later life. Particularly, he was accused of being a pro-Russian nationalist. He compared the NATO bombing of Serbia to the actions of the Nazis and so on. So is it fair to say that it's not as clean-cut?
I think that there were several Solzhenitsyns, and also it's a repeated story of many of the former Russian dissidents, or some of the Russian dissidents, who were brilliant in being against communism, but when the situation changed and they were asked what they are for, what positive program they could bring instead of just being against communism and being negative about oppression of the regime, they came out with nothing and turned back to the 19th century style anti-Semitism, great Russia patriotism. And it is said, but we are speaking about a former communist prisoner who in his later years accepted awards from the senior KGB officer Vladimir Putin. So definitely his late years are marked with controversy.
And how will he be remembered by Czechs, and do Czechs have any sort of particular connection with Solzhenitsyn?
For Czechs, Solzhenitsyn was an eye-opener. I remember in the 60s when he read One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, which was immediately translated here. And then all his struggle in 1974, the deportation, that made him true hero of dissent here and anti-communist struggle here as well. His later controversial years will be forgotten.
Political analyst Jan Urban ending that report by Dominic Yoon.